Hey, it's G-Paw. Today's a comparatively light work day, so I'm going to lay out what I'm actually trying to do with my Joy project. I'm going to drop in some blogs here and there about this, and they may or may not turn into audio, but I wanted to at least give you some heads up that it was going on. The source, by the way, is at GitHub. It's under G-Paw Hill, and it's FGNO-plotter. Figno is how I pronounce it. Figno plotter. Feel free to poke around. There are a bunch of simultaneous missions going on with Figno Plotter, which is why it's a joy and learning project. Figno, by the way, FGNO, is an abbreviation of Friday Geeks Night Out. That's our regular private gathering of old geeks where we gossip, talk trash, and mess with code. If you don't have something like Figno, I recommend that you start one. I wrote it up. Again, go to the site and check out Geeks Night Out, and you'll find the article. So first, what's the program going to do in the event that it ever does anything? Well, it's a gamer thing, though it's not a game. Did you ever play one of the monstrously large RPG games? Skyrim, Innocence, A Plague Tale, Days Gone, Cyberpunk 2077, Red Dead Redemption 2, anything like that? I love that kind of game, and I play a lot of them. They're visually beautiful, the game mechanics are viable on a PC, and they're really long. I mean, really long. For a completionist like myself, sometimes over 100 hours of gameplay. But then, we're done, and that's that. These games don't replay nearly as well as other games because they are so plot-rich. Much of the pleasure derives from the gradual unfolding of the plot. The cross connections, the consequences of this mission or that, and so on. A friend of mine got sucked into Cyberpunk 2077 not long ago. I had played it 6 months, 8 months ago, had fun with it, thought, well, what the hell, I'll dip back in. But when I dipped back in, I was immediately confronted with one simple fact. I still remembered almost exactly where all this was going. The game, when you already know the plot, comes down to whether or not you like the mechanics. And the mechanics in these games, as much fun as they are, they just don't really suffice to hold your attention for very long. Not only is there a paucity of mission type, but even when they have randomized missions, they're never part of the plot. They're just irrelevant skill builders. And in most of these games, all random encounters are the same each run anyway. I would like to play Days Gone again. And I'm fine with starting in the same place and ending in the same place. But I would like many or most of the internals of the plot to be wildly variable and derived from a game seed, like most builder games are. That would be supremely cool. What are some of the blockers to this? Well, heavy reliance on cutscenes to advance plot. Cutscenes must be pre-written and hardwired, even if they have variants embedded within them. Another, use of rote NPCs. Same schmo every time, same exact words, same choices, same purpose. And three, very few mission types. Figno Plotter isn't intended to be a game. It is intended to generate viable variant plots. Start with a hardwired landscape and a hardwired cast, with a hardwired start and end of game. Weave a complex plot that seems to be dramatically different with every different seed. Can this be done? Well, I don't know, do I? Figno Plotter is for me to find out the answer to that. I have a lot of problems to solve, and I have a lot of strange ideas for solving them, and I want to try that all out. Along the way, of course, I hope to be learning cool stuff. I'm using Kotlin, because I greatly enjoy Kotlin. I'm using TornadoFX, because I'm not really writing a graphical game or any kind of game, but I still want a Maker UI. And I'm fairly confident at using TornadoFX plus JavaFX. I'm using MyTDD and my larger programming style because, you know, I always do. So that's my current Joy project. I will try my best to not turn it into work, to take my time, to push on any angle I want, whenever I want, to use my normal coding style with no focus on teaching, none of that, beyond what I myself feel like talking about with you. This stuff will be pretty codey, so I probably won't give you a bunch of audio podcasts describing it. Maybe here and there, we'll see. But it will be out there, and I hope you come check it out and poke around and have fun with me. Wish me luck. I'm G-Paw. Thanks for listening.